Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Quad Cities Business Beat. I am your host, Lynette Hoyt. Thanks for joining us today. This program is sponsored by me. I am an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. We focus on your gut and the gut health with probiotics, prebiotics, weed, feed, and seed your gut. So you know how to find me at Simply Plexus on Facebook or Lynette Baker Hoyt. Be sure to message me if you have questions. This podcast is all about local businesses. So if you have a local business and want to be on the show, again, you know how to find me at Lynette Baker Hoyt on Facebook. Just message me and say, hey, I want to be on your show, and we will get you scheduled in. This is for businesses in Paulden, Chino, Prescott, anywhere in the local area. We'd love to have you because we want to know about your business, about you, what brought you to Prescott, the area, wherever your business is, and how we can help you with your business, you know, promotion-wise. So look me up and send me a message because we've got spaces opening up, it looks like at the end of February. So be sure to reach out. Today, we are here with Amanda with A Valley of Vitality Wellness Studio. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
She was telling me last week, I guess it was, they are in their 10th year. Did y'all know? 10 years.
10 years?
They've been in the area.
Actually, I've 10 years in business or 10 years in the area?
10 years in business as of May.
Oh my gosh. I've actually heard a lot about it. I just haven't been there. I mean, I'm not like a...
Is this your second location? Well. Second.
It's my second
location. You didn't have another location. I mean, you've had another location, but not a third, right?
No. Where was the first location?
Well, it was just like we were there, and then we moved to a better, bigger space.
Oh, so same spot, but just bigger space right next to it?
No, they were on Marina Street down from the Hacienda, but now where they're at now is like where their permanent location is.
Oh.
Yeah.
10 years. That's a long time. That's a very big, huge
that's
commitment.
That's a big cheer.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'll do it.
So we plan to have a big celebration in May.
So look for it. We'll have her back on.
What are we having for that?
Well, I mean, we're already going to plan it for today.
Probably close the business and just have a great big celebration.
Have a
10th anniversary.
That's a big deal. That's a serious big deal.
Yeah, it is. So for 10 years, what have you been doing at this location?
Okay. Yes.
Let's tell Martine what's going on there. Maybe I'll be able to go there tomorrow.
Yeah. Who are you? What business? Where are you?
What do you do?
Well, we are a wellness studio. We provide massage and body work. We have a far infrared sauna. We have a wide array of services. But the one thing that we do differently at our location is from the customer experience, from the minute the clients walk in the door. You know, we have the ambiance, the nice, serene environment. We make it very relaxing for our client experience, and we pride ourselves on being the best and giving the most excellent customer service that we can give.
That is awesome.
It is. Really, from the time you walk in the door, it's just like all the stress of the day just goes.
Dude, I walked into a place one time, and it was like, you know, the water trickling. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what they call it. They got the yin and the yang. Mm-hmm. Well, Zen. I found Zen. Like, I walked in there, I'm like, this is awesome. And I just literally sat there, and I felt like I was in total meditation.
Until they started playing AC/DC behind the desk.
Where are we at on this one? I'm trying to figure out where we're going. AC/DC, what the heck? I'm like, nope, no AC/DC going on here. But I mean, you know, to be honest, we were talking about, well, I don't know if there was any honesty in it, but I know we were talking about it. But we were talking about some of the stuff that you are providing. You gave me a couple cards here. The number one thing that is said on here is CBD products. Can you explain what CBD is to all the people out there that don't know yet?
Yes. CBD products is something that we've been offering for the last 2.5 years. Cannabidiol is the name for CBD.
I didn't even know that.
Yes. And one thing that CBD is great for the overall body is that we have an endocannabinoid system. And there's been a lot of research on it and a lot of things that you can find out there that's maybe was once discovered, but maybe it was, you know, not given a lot of credit towards. And it's the largest self-regulatory system in our body. And we have receptors A and B, and these products, or CBD in itself, feeds these receptors that our bodies crave. Mm. And in some cases, we haven't had CBD since breast milk or when we were born, because we would get it from our mothers. But our bodies are deprived of it because it's not something that we get in our diet. And hemp used to be in a lot of products on the counter and in our food system and supply. And around the 70s, when they stopped becoming more regulated, that went away, and now it's back, and it's like the biggest hype, and you see it everywhere you tune into.
So are there different levels of CBD, like qualities, that sort of thing? What should people kind of look for?
The one thing about CBD, the most important thing to know, is where it's grown, because there's a lot of CBD out there, and sometimes people will buy something not knowing what they're getting. Sometimes we've had people bring in stuff and shown us what they bought, and it would have a ratio that would be like 1 to 10, or it wouldn't even be pure CBD, because especially I think elderly people or some people that are just not really informed on it might buy it thinking they're getting something with a lot of milligrams. And what they'll do with that is you have to just really be careful what you're getting to make sure you're getting a pure CBD product.
How do you know it's pure? I mean, like for instance, I'll go down to the local whatever store, tincture, and then I'll be like, hey, can you give me an oil? I mean, and then sell it on the market. How do you know it's CBD?
It's best to do your own research, just to really, get in there and educate yourself on the different options that are available, because they're not all equal, and there's a lot of products out there that, especially when people buy stuff, online, mm-hmm. they don't know what they're getting,
right?
Yeah. Okay, so when you say that there is like a level of what's inside the tincture or the CBD, what is, I guess, the level that you want? I mean, I don't know the difference. I mean, because when I think about CBD, I think about THC, I think about weed, I think about hemp, I think about all this, because it's all in the same family, and and there's a percentage of THC that's in the thing. Then there's a percentage of CBD that's in its little like method and stuff.
Well, the legal level of THC that can be in any product is 0.3% at the federal level. And anything more than that, you would be getting it at a dispensary or somewhere.
Okay.
You don't have no THC in yours.
Yeah, some of our products have 0.3%, and we also have another line of pure, where there's no THC, where it's been all extracted out. And people that are in maybe have a job where they would get drug tested, maybe in a government official or military or anybody that would get drug tested, they would not want to take that product because there's a small minuscule chance that they could test positive.
Oh, wow, that's kind of scary, because
so there are options though.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
because we have a pure product that doesn't have it. It's all been extracted out and filtered out.
Have you guys ever heard of Charlotte's Web?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes, for
Not the movie.
Not the movie or the book. Yes.
Not the movie or the book.
No, well, yes, I know.
So what was happening with that is this couple. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know too much, so I don't want to like say that this is what happened, but I heard a little bit of it. And this is before CBD became like a huge deal, and it just evolved in the past year as far as like everybody selling mm-hmm. it online. But it was about a young girl mm-hmm. It was really, really like a baby, and it was having seizures like all the time.
Yep.
and it was just over and over and over, and they couldn't figure it out. And the father, I heard that he was a police officer, and so he and his wife had to make a decision, a conscientious decision. And they had to literally pick up and move to a location where, this type of stuff was legal, which was like in Colorado. And they also got closer to the person that was making the CBD plants, which they then turned and called it Charlotte's Web, the plant. And they said when she used it, everything was just like back to normal. They like, she gained her life back. And, they made this decision for their child. And I know that you can't say, oh yeah, this cures this, right. But you know, there's people have said this is what's happening.
Right.
There's a lot of studies that show that it helps with seizures and many things, many conditions. And as you said, you have to be careful about making claims, but we always, you know, educate people, provide them with information so that they can make a good informed decision.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I have one more question about the whole CBD. So is there a okay, so you say there's a 0.3% of THC that's inside the CBD. What is the percentage of CBD that you sell that is comparable to the ones that we are seeing now in the market?
Okay, well, I'll tell you a little bit about our supplier, where we get our products. It's from Canaway, and they broke into the industry. They spent 10 years breaking into bringing it to the forefront to make it legal in the United States. They've done all the groundwork for all the companies to come in after them. And one thing that makes them different is that they get their products, all the hemp is grown in Austria, where the soil is very fertile, where there's no pesticides or herbicides in the soil. So therefore, you know, they don't have to worry about genetically modified things, or they're getting really pure products. Hemp is sometimes used in the government to even clean up landfills and soil that's toxic, because it pulls everything from the ground up into the plant. So you never want to get a plant, you know, form that has been in the fields, soil that isn't clean, you know?
Good to know.
That's kind of scary right there. I'm like, ugh, what do you do? What do you do with stuff like that? I mean,
I mean, you wouldn't think about that.
No, not one bit. Acknowledging that you got it from Canaway, is that how you pronounce
Canaway,
it?
Yeah.
Canaway. I know that you know you do a lot more than that, but this is like the newest, hottest thing on the market right now. I mean, as far as like health and wealth, like, do you utilize the CBD?
Oh yes.
What kind of stuff do you use on the CBD?
I use the salve primarily just to help with any kind of aches and pains, and I also take one of the products that's called Revive Pro.
Is that like drops or is it pill? Yeah,
it's a sublingual. It comes in a liquid form, and I take it daily. If I forget to take it, I can tell you that I'm like squirrel. I'm all over the place. It really helps me.
Can't focus.
Yeah, it helps me focus. But the thing about CBD is I always like to think of it a little bit like wherever the energy is needed is where it goes. Because people come in all the time telling us that it helped with this and it helped them with that. And, you know, it's great to hear all that, but everybody's different. And I see CBD working in areas where maybe you're deficient, where you need to more of something, you know, like if you have aches and pains, yes, that might be where it helps you. If you are attention deficit and you are all over the place, it really helps you stay focused. And that's what it's done for me. So that's been the biggest thing that I've noticed, as well as when I was working as a massage therapist before I phased out and did marketing, I had got to a point where I had really had a lot of pain and inflammation, and I was having numbness in my fingers. And having been a nurse, I wasn't not totally open to it. It took me a lot to convince myself about even trying it, and I had tried many options, including massage, but my numbness was not going away in my fingers, and I wasn't even being that productive in a day because I would hold stuff, drop things, and I wasn't able to, you know, do things that I was normally able to do. I couldn't feel my pressure when I was working on people because my fingers tingled so much. And a good friend of mine, Rita, who actually is in the business as well for CBD, she gave me a salve. I started using it. Within 3 days, I started feeling significant difference in my hands, and the numbness started to go away. And within about 2 weeks, I didn't have any pain or inflammation. And I had this condition for about 6 months, and it kept getting progressively worse.
Well...
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, have you tried CBD?
No, but I want to do the CBD massage because they offer CBD oil massages.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
Which I've heard is like absolutely amazing.
So let's tell us
about the CBD massage.
Yeah, let's talk about all the stuff that you provide massage, with CBD.
Yeah. So when I started discovering the healing benefits of the CBD for myself, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like life-changing for me. And I became really open to it. I started really getting educated on it because, like I said, it wasn't something... It's almost taboo in medical mm-hmm. field, and now it's gaining more, attention, and people are starting to really take notice that people are getting relief with it, and that's helping many of their conditions. So I knew that the salve that the company supplied was not something that I could work with because it didn't allow for very much glide. And it also was too thick and caustic. It was just too not manageable. Right? So I formulated something that has a great glide and absorption rate. And I experimented with it for about 2 months before we allowed people to be my guinea pig. And then I get feedback and I kept working with it until and then I knew I was onto something because I was loving making it because I loved how my hands felt, and I was like, and it, you know, was something that people were like asking for, and I was like, well, I started giving out samples, and then, you know, it led to us having our own line of CBD products.
What do you offer over at the Valley of Vitality?
What do we offer?
Yeah, as far as like...
Everything.
Don't say that. I'm like, do you got tacos? I love tacos, sorry. Food is one of my favorite things. If you guys haven't done that yet.
No, tacos. We don't.
See, that's not everything.
It is Tuesday.
You see what I'm saying? We can make a lot of things happen over at the Vitality Place. Massage therapy and then tacos.
Like, tell us like how you got into massage because you're a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. How you kind of switched from, you know, we talked about this a little before the show, you know, doctor stuff, nurses stuff, they're kind of this way. And, you know, how did you switch over into natural healing and massage and, you know, that kind of thing?
Well, I always knew.
And yes, what you offer at a Valley of Vitality.
Yeah.
Besides tacos. I don't even know if I want to hear this. No more.
Yeah, don't go there for tacos. They don't have that.
We can make a Taco Tuesday special, but it's not on our menu.
See, this is the marketing.
See, you could have a food truck out there. See, this is a taco and a massage.
Marketing is going viral today.
We tend to do this on this show.
Yeah, we're gonna give you some great ideas. I mean, if you don't know how to get people in, you know, just throw a taco shop out front.
Gringo's Tacos. Yeah. There you go.
Gringo's Tacos, if you're listening. we got your new spot.
Yep.
So we offer over 30 some different types of massage.
Like, did you even know there were over 30 different kinds of massages?
I had yesterday I found out there was like 226 different breeds of rabbits, and I was like, I thought there was just like one, two.
Wow.
Yeah, two breeds of rabbits. I mean,
the more you know.
Yeah, yesterday was very educational. Ooh. So there's no way that I'll be able to call a rabbit anymore. No. I'd be like, what kind of rabbit is that? Like, it's over. I'm now mentally messed up with this whole education thing that I thought I was educated by.
Okay, so sorry. There's 30 different types of massages offered at your studio.
Yeah.
As long as there's not 220. Okay, so if there's 30 different types of massages, that means there's 30 days in a month. Well, depending on which month it is. That's like a different massage every day of the month.
Yeah, you could look at it that way.
Yeah, you could look at it that way.
I'd be like, you know, can we try this out just for the fun of it?
One thing we did is that we used to have so many other services, and people would call and they'd like, what's the difference between deep tissue and therapeutic? And what's the difference between therapeutic and Swedish? And difference between therapeutic and relaxation? So we formulated our own, more or less customized a Vitality signature massage, which is our most popular massage. And the massage in itself includes aromatherapy, heated stones, and also warm compresses for your massage.
Compresses.
And warm, moist compresses that we put into the massage, and we wrap your feet up in the end in warm, moist towels. And we really take it to an ultimate relaxation.
Okay, so just for side note, Lynn, can we do something where We get these people on, and we had to experience the whole thing.
Yes, you guys.
I mean, just a little bit.
Lynette has experienced it.
Right, I know. So. I do the infrared sauna, but anyway, that's late. That's
so
later.
I'm looking at your Facebook page.
Mine?
Let's talk. No. Why are you looking at my stuff? The Valley of Vitality, Wellness Studio. Talk about this cupping thing. I've seen it a few times before, but it kind of looks like it's a little bit like
you do cupping too, right?
Yes, we do.
It looks like it hurts.
Cupping could potentially, you know, cause a little pain, but the after effect is amazing. Because what cupping does is it pulls all the stagnated blood to the surface, gets into all your muscles that are locked down and tight, pulls all that, we'll call it blood. Yeah, it's going to leave a mark, and that's, you know, expected because it's stagnation of the blood. And what it does is it brings it to the surface, allows fresh oxygenated blood and nutrients to get into those muscles and to allow for more expansion. And if you have knots or tightness, it can really help loosen up your muscles.
I've done that before. I mean, I'm...
You've done cupping?
No, I've done massage therapy where there was like this like issue. And I thought it was like in this area. And then all of a sudden, like, no, we got to work it out over here. And all of a sudden, they're like working out my lats and stuff. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, it's all connected. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Okay,
but
so
it did help. It did help out.
Well, so back to your massages, the 30 different kinds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about, well, after all this is done, let's talk about the raindrop technique massage.
Oh, wow.
Like, what is that? Let me go.
Okay, so, yeah, so your signature is the most popular.
Yes.
Okay, and then... I'm pretty gentle. I mean, I don't like deep tissue massages. I couldn't do that. There was no way I could relax in that. So what are kind of the more popular? Just tell us a little about the different kinds of massages that you have.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so like I said, our Vitality Signature massages are most popular because we customize it to fit your needs. So basically, we can, you know, do trigger point, or we can do therapeutic, deep tissue, all of those things in that massage. And then if you want something more specialized, we offer a ton of things, connective tissue, like he was mentioning, raindrop, sports massage, Thai massage. We have a whole lot of other services that are more specialty. So our therapists that have had advanced training would be ones performing those. And we do our best to match with their particular skill set. So when someone calls, we go to great lengths to try to match them with someone that is looking, whatever they're looking for is what we try to match our therapist.
Now, how many massage therapists do you have?
Currently, 11. I just had one that went on maternity leave as of last Thursday.
11?
Yeah, so there's no way that you probably... Well, I mean, there are some days you're probably booked, but more than likely, if you need a massage, you can probably get into somebody at a Valley of Vitality.
And how long have you been in business? I think... Did we talk about that already?
Yeah, 10 years? 10-year party, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. 10-year mm-hmm. party.
Mm-hmm.
Where's this going to be? Who's going to be... Are we involved?
Yeah, if you want me.
Can we be involved, please?
It's early in the works, but we're planning it out now.
When is that anniversary?
May.
Oh, see.
We'll be here.
It's a busy time, so it's graduations and
that's all right. We always make time
Mother's
for a party.
Yeah, there's as long as there's, you know, 24 hours in the day. Sometimes yeah, I exactly. can go ahead and create 48 hours in a day.
That's true. Okay, so how often is massage recommended? And explain, because I know there's a lot of people out there listening who probably have never had a massage, who thinks it's like a luxury, which to some people it probably is. But tell us, how often are massages recommended? And why it's not really a luxury, it's really about wellness and self-care.
Okay, sure, Lynette. Massage is now, you know, with all the research out there, people are now realizing that massage is something that the body needs. It's like maintenance for your body. If you are taking care of your body, you're getting your knots and your relaxation and all that, worked out, and you're feeling better and more productive, you're going to be happier, probably be a better spouse and everything, because it's going to help balance us. And as we go through life and we're not taking care of ourselves, and it does catch up with us to where one day our body just gives out, or you know, we realized that I always hear people say that one fine day this happened. Well, not really, because it was all accumulating and it just affected you one fine day. So massage is something that can be very beneficial and can help in so many ways, to help provide better sleep, to de-stress, to help overall feelings of just having balance in your life. And so I've never looked at it as a luxury. I've always seen it as something that's needed. Even when I was working as a nurse, I would find myself doing hands-on healing because I knew the benefit of it. And so as far as recommendations go, I think, you know, it, for everybody it's different. It all depends on how stressful your life is and how much, you know, how physically active you are. The more physically active you are, the probably you're going to need a massage once or twice a month. And I always recommend people to come monthly just for maintenance for the body.
Sure. Now, do insurances cover some massage, hit and miss?
Yes. Or is it not really? Yes and no. It's this year, they're starting to really take a look. AMTA, American Massage Therapy Association, is really getting involved and helping bring that back. It used to be that some insurance covered it. And there are still some Cadillac insurance companies out there that do cover it, but usually with a prescription from your doctor.
Oh, okay. So you also have the infrared sauna, which I have been going to.
What is that?
Do tell.
Yeah, do tell. Infrared it.
Yes, so we have a far infrared medical grade sauna. And the sauna in itself, it penetrates your body 1.5 to 2 inches, 3 inches deep to help get in at the cellular level. Helps drive out the toxins, impurities, the heavy metals that are stored in your body. And when you start letting go of grams of toxins, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to have more clarity. You're going to overall just function better.
That sounds like I want to try that right now.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's really amazing. I'm like,
sure, we're down here, we're trying this. I need to detox my life.
So what's the difference between traditional sauna and infrared? Because I've had people ask, because I post, I think.
You did post that just recently.
Before sauna, after sauna.
How did it feel?
Clean, drippy. It's amazing. Well, I mean, it helps to have somebody that you can talk to because she's usually with me.
Yeah.
But no, it's amazing. It's totally amazing.
So
so what's the difference between the traditional?
There's a lot of differences. Our infrared sauna is a medical grade sauna. It's different from a lot of other saunas in the way that there are no epoxies, glues, or fillers in this wood. It's lined with aspen wood, and a lot of saunas have cedar, which causes a lot of autoimmune or allergies. You know, so aspen is hypoallergenic, and the nice thing about it is there's so many benefits to this particular sauna. If you use a Gauss meter, there's no electromagnetic frequencies, and it's the top of the line. It's the best sauna on the market. But
do you have lights in there? Is that what the solar? Okay.
No, it's not solar.
It has ceramic emitters that actually mimic the sun, and you get all the benefits of the sun without the ultraviolet rays.
Okay. And you still utilize, because my sauna thoughts are a little like heater thing, and you throw water on there.
No, a steam sauna.
That's a steam sauna?
The difference in our sauna and the traditional sauna, if I can explain
that. No humidity at all?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a dry sauna.
So what you're literally just sweating out
is your stuff.
Your own stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously have to stay hydrated.
And some people may not sweat initially, like readily, but if you sweat readily, easily, just naturally, you're going to sweat a lot. But some people, it takes them longer to sweat, and the longer usually it takes them to sweat, in most cases, they're toxic. Like, it takes the body longer to start sweating because it has to let go of the heavy metals, and it has to let go of all the toxins and all the products that we put on our bodies. All of that goes into our cells because our body is, you know, our skin is the largest organ.
Oh, yeah.
So everything you put on it
Oh no, I did a little thing with the water doctor
or Vicky.
Vicky, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to show me how much the chlorine will absorb in your body just by basically twirling it around in your finger in like seconds. And so, you do the chlorine test and it turns it all like yellow or orange or whatever, which is like, oh my gosh, significant like change. And then she goes, here, do me a favor and just put your hand in there and twirl it around. And I'm like, all right. She goes, now watch this. Two drops in the same water and nothing. Like my body absorbed all that in just seconds. She goes, and how long do you take a shower? I was like, I don't even know if I want to take a shower no more. But chlorine is, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in our water, and that's one of the...
There is a lot.
Arsen, I don't even want to talk lead. About this right now.
Let's get back to the valley. Okay, so talk about your memberships, because those are really important, and they're a huge benefit.
Yeah, so we offer a wellness membership, and there's so many benefits and perks to it. But we have a wellness 30, a wellness 60 minute, a wellness 90 minute, and a wellness 120 minute. Those prices are heavily discounted, as well as the members get the ability to use the sauna once a month, as well as they can bring a friend. And they can bring a friend and get member pricing. So the nice thing about it is, too, they can bring a friend, the friend gets that price, and also, they can come multiple times and they get locked into that price point where they don't have to pay a regular price. So the membership has been huge for us.
You know, since I haven't been really kind of like on that working status, I think a sauna is going to be needed for me. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm serious. I'm
you
just
have to
thinking.
Come and experience it.
You really should.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, you know, because when I was working, I was like slave labor where I was sweating all the probably toxins out. Now I'm sitting here not doing nothing.
And it's just taking it in.
I'm like, I think this is not good for me. this office desk job, I don't know if it's good for me.
Yeah. Okay, so Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Yes.
What you're offering? I'm sure you have Valentine's Day packages.
Oh, yes.
People, couples massage. Now we're the 22nd of January. We did this when we had Rikini on with flowers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, spouses, partners, whatever. You know, call them at a Valley of Vitality and get a gift certificate. If you don't even know what kind, just get a gift certificate. Because are you offering a Valentine's Day special?
Oh, we have tons of Valentine's Day specials as we do every year. We have a gift card special, and that is great in itself because you can spend money and also get a gift for yourself.
See?
And there's three different price points for the gift card sales. You can find them on our specials page on our website. And we go all out for couples massage because we have a couple suite. And it's beautifully decorated, and the ambiance has a fireplace. It's very beautiful.
It's like I have not seen that.
Yeah, I was actually watching the video of your location that you know because you have it in your cover video.
Yeah.
And it kind of like gives a tour of your spot, and it looks really comforting.
Yeah.
Like really nice in there.
We have 2,500 square feet, and we have 5 treatment rooms and a couples room dedicated just for couples.
Awesome. So tell us about this huge gift basket that you are.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about that. So, where they can find it, where they can try and win it. What's in it?
Okay.
Who sponsored it? Who's in it?
Exactly.
Me.
We have
me.
We have a Facebook contest going on right at the moment. As for Valentine's, you can find it on our business page at Massage Prescott AZ. And enter that, and there's some things there that you have to do in order to enter. But we would like you to like our page, share it with 3 friends, and complete done. And we'll go through all of those candidates that applied and draw a winner on Valentine's Day. Also, in the gift basket.
This is huge.
Yeah.
Not just for me, my stuff, but just in general, this is an amazing basket.
It's over $500 value right at the moment. And each week I'm going to add a new product to it up until Valentine's Day. So that I'll announce that as we add new things. But we're giving away a $200 value for a couples massage. We are also giving away an $80 gift card to Allen's Flowers.
Thank you, Rikini.
Yes. And also, we are we have a lot of other things. We have three people that donated an item. One of them was Lynette.
Mm-hmm.
Donating 7 day. Her
7 day Plexus Slim.
Plexus Slim. And so that in itself is a great value. I also have Brandy Jex, who donated a doTERRA essential oil, Passion, and Heather Reed, who's from Mary Kay Representative, donated $100 value. So there's a lot of things in there. There's Hims products. I'm going to add body bar lotions that I make. There's a lot of things that I'm going to be adding in there each week, and we'll post. So we're going to be doing that drawing on Valentine's Day.
And February 11th.
Maybe says. You can come and do the drawing.
Ooh, I'm down.
Oh, and it'll be live.
We could do make a live Facebook drawing. Live
video.
Do I do it before the sauna?
We would do it before the sauna, probably unless before. You really want to be.
You'll be all sweaty.
I'm going to come out of the sauna. I'll be like, okay, are you
okay,
ready?
Let's draw.
I'm ready for the draw. I'm ready for this draw. Let's do this.
That's funny.
No, so February 11th is going to be the time of the announcement. When is Valentine's? Is that enough time for anybody to figure that out?
That is on a Thursday.
Okay. So you're drawing
February
on
14th.
Oh, are you drawing on 14th or the 11th?
The 14th.
Oh, okay.
No, you're drawing on the 11th.
That's what it says on your
website. But the Valentine's is the 14th.
Right.
Valentine's is on the 14th.
Yeah.
My post says 11th.
You're going to be drawing a held winner announced on Thursday, February 11th.
Are you sure? That you have, no. It's on an image. No.
I am very blind. Yeah. It says the 14th.
I'm like, you're calling her out here.
I swear. Look at. She's like, no. Look at. I'm not lying. I'm so blind that I look like 11.
I see what you're saying.
You got to zoom in a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
No,
get
I'm
those
serious.
Eye checks. Maybe that's what that sauna will help with.
No,
eat some more carrots.
So blind. Like this morning I was. Never mind. Guys. I could go off on these tangents on how many times I was like, hey, I know who you.
No, I know.
That's not you.
Okay.
So you guys can help me on that. One day I'm going to get glasses where I can go ahead and know what I'm talking about.
Okay. So.
Feel amazing when you come out.
Yes.
Does that, you have anything that clears eyesight?
Maybe just massage.
Maybe the CBD oil.
Could be. So as a community, how as a community can we help you as a business for the studio?
Well, I think the one thing that you could do to help us is to put the word out that we pride ourselves in being the best and giving the ultimate customer service experience, as well as just letting everyone know that, you know, as we grow, we're going to be expanding and taking on a second location. That's something that we have in the works as well, and we are just really wanting to provide a sanctuary where people can heal. We always want to be able to accommodate our clients, and we sometimes reach a point where we fill up, and it's, you know, it makes it a little difficult at times for some people to get in. We always encourage people to book early.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just letting people know that we're in the community and that we're passionate about what we do. So all of our therapists, I handpick them. And by that, I mean they all work on me. We go through an extensive interview process. I make sure that they're right fit before I bring them in, just to make sure that we are providing our clients with the best experience and to know that that they're in it for the right reasons.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? I mean, we covered CBD, so I think that's where we were going to talk about this, but is there anything about your business, the business, that we should know about that we haven't maybe covered?
Well, we send out surveys after each experience. That is one thing that with that, we're able to then make sure that we always have the quality there that we're looking for. And by each survey, it just really allows us to be better at what we do, because that we give that feedback, you know, constructively, and we implement it into what we do. Like, some of our best ideas have come from clients by making, you know, a recommendation, and we can't always do everything, but we do what we can to provide the best experience possible.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you actually listen to your customers?
I mean, shocking, right?
I've went into a place, I was like, you know what you should do? And all they was like, and you walk in, they're like, nope, didn't even want to listen to you guys.
No, that's awesome, because you don't hear that very often
anymore. Why would you listen to your customers? I don't know.
Exactly.
Why would you do that? That doesn't make no sense.
Okay, so where are you located? How can people contact you?
Yeah, we are at 2074 Willow Creek Road, right behind Next Care, Urgent Care, and the Santa Fe Business Park off of Green Lane.
Kind of across from Church of Nazarene, I think, right?
And yeah. You can call us at 928-442-6026 and look us up on our website at massagepresskit.com. And we also have an app you can download for booking appointments.
And then you're also on Facebook.
Yes, Facebook, Massage Prescott AZ.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Miss Brenda Savage says, hello from Mountain Valley Rehab. I don't know if you know who that is.
I used to work with her.
Oh, well, yes. She says,
hi,
hello.
Brenda.
She says, hello. How you doing?
She's an amazing nurse.
You know, so this is obviously something that has been in town for 10 years now.
10 years.
And are you, when you say expand, you're going to Prescott Valley? Or what are you doing?
To be determined.
To be determined.
Yeah, we're evaluating that. Not sure exactly. Could even be Cottonwood. We're getting a lot of requests to go there.
Yeah, Cottonwood.
Cottonwood's kind of like the place right now.
Yeah. You should just make them come to Prescott. I mean, it just seems more.
We have dental offices and lots of people contacting us to come there. And it's not as easy for us as we'd like. So that could be a second location. We're looking at Sedona.
Satellite, maybe? Satellite location? You know, well, we'll come in and hang out.
Satellite massage?
Three, we'll find like a little spot where you don't have to have
pop-up
like a
massage studio.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like once a month. You'd be like, okay, yeah, we'll go ahead and service your people. And then just take in like a once a month type of deal with five different massage therapists to go ahead and, you know, I don't know how many people you could massage in one day.
Well, tell us your hours. Oh, because you'll be blown away by this. What are your hours?
Yeah, we're
24/7.
Open 24/7. 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Saturdays, we're open from 8 to 6. And then on Sunday, we're open 10:30 to 4:30.
So anyone who's working I'm sorry, graveyard people, but anybody who's working, you know, they're like, oh, you know, people are only open during the week. They are not. They are open on the weekends as well. So that's
and
good
usually,
to know.
Most holidays, except for Christmas and New Year's, but Thanksgiving. Other than that, we are open.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming over and hanging out and doing a drawing and doing the sauna, taking some CBD, and also eating some tacos.
And tacos.
We're going to accommodate San Martin and his freaking
cravings. If I have
cravings.
A bunch of people lined up. Out my door waiting for tacos. They're going to be disappointed. But.
Yeah, don't go there for tacos, people.
Okay, guys, that's just me doing what I say. Maybe one day they'll just pop up a taco tent.
Yeah, exactly. Bring those tacos. Hear that?
You hear that, guys? But yeah. I really honestly, I love the idea of having, you know, the relaxation and also detoxation and then also health benefits that are coming from this place. So
there are so many different options there.
I mean, you know, I guess the name, the Valley of Vitality is... what it's cut out to be.
A Valley of Vitality.
Come to the Valley.
Wellness Studio.
Come to the Valley.
With the name, I thought it's very expansive. I didn't want to choose a name that limited me. So I think of it as very expansive. It can mean a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And well, with that, it has become that, you know, just because.
It's a valley.
Do you offer counseling?
No, we do not.
My last guest was, he's a bartender, but he's also a counselor.
I would put that on my business card.
Wow. I would.
Bartender/counselor.
Yeah, because they actually hear the most probably bad things ever.
From people they don't even know.
Yeah, they don't have to go with that law, though. What is that law?
Confidentiality?
Yeah, what is that called? Aspect?
I don't know. Ethics, you mean?
Ethics?
No. It's like a law.
HIPAA?
HIPAA. He doesn't have
Health
a HIPAA law.
Health Insurance Privacy Protection Act. It's very important.
Bartenders don't have that. You're like, please sign this waiver.
Amanda, thank you so much for being
thank
on the show.
Thank you.
We totally appreciate it. We are so happy that you have 10 years in business in Prescott.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations.
And I look forward to your growth wherever that is.
I appreciate that.
And that's a huge accomplishment, really.
It is. Know? 10 years, that's a huge,
thank
very
you.
Big,
and
very
I
big.
Would love to give a shout out to my husband, Jason DeGusto, who's our operations manager, who has done a lot to bring us to this level because he has a lot of strengths and he's brought the business to where I couldn't take it because I was always behind the scenes working as a massage therapist until I started doing the marketing and some of the managing and overseeing and da-da-da, it's lots of things, but he has implemented a lot of lot of systems and a lot of things that I couldn't have done on my own to bring the business where it is.
It's so great to have a great partner.
Yeah. Yeah. Without them, it's really hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want to bring a partner and you're like,
well, and especially when it's your husband, you know, I mean, you got to find the right mesh.
Yep.
Things to mess with. So thank you again for coming in. We will have you on again soon, especially right before your 10th anniversary, or awesome. Maybe at your party, we'll do a live.
You know what we should do?
Force her to like put it on the calendar.
We should get people to do like a what do you call it? A contest.
Yes, we could do a contest.
We could do a contest. Let's give away a free freaking massage. Am I allowed to say free?
Well, it's not. Yeah. It's not the other word. So.
Oh, maybe we should do that. You I mean, like listen live, and comment, and or listen to this podcast. And if you listen to this podcast, one lucky winner will go ahead and win a free massage.
Actually, we could probably do that and package us even more into that.
Well, it's up to Are you.
It's up to you.
We'll go ahead and talk about it as soon as we're done with the podcast.
Yeah, and then we'll put something up.
Yeah, then when we actually put the post or the podcast out, or we'll just put it on this one. Listen live, and then
we'll be happy to do that.
And you got
to
comment. Awesome. You got to comment.
You got to comment, share, just like the basket.
You got to like the Vitality page.
You got to like the Valley of Vitality page.
Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
are rules, people.
Yes,
you don't just get a massage.
Yeah, we're gonna make rules.
That's right.
Rules, guys. You hear that?
Okay.
So we're gonna sign off.
Thank you, everybody, tuning in to the Quad Cities Business Beat. This is obviously being aired at Prescott eNews Studio live. But the actual link will be up on Saturday, so we appreciate you tuning in. Hey, everybody, I hope you're having a great week, and we will talk to you next time. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.